Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Thereafter, all the watchmen very quickly approached King Kamsa, the ruler of the Bhoja dynasty, and submitted the news of the birth of Devaki's child. Kamsa, who had awaited this news very anxiously, immediately took action. Purport. Kamsa was very anxiously waiting because of the prophecy that the eighth child of Devaki would kill him. This time, naturally, he was awake and waiting. And when the watchman approached him, he immediately took action to kill the child. Om Agnanatimirandhasya Gnananjanashalakaya Chakshuran Militanjena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchathya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Today is also appearance of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Prabhuji told me to also speak something in relation to Vrindavan Das Thakur. And also we will discuss about this sloka. Vrindavan Das Thakur is great acharya, as all of us know. He wrote Chaitanya Bhagavata, which was earlier known as Chaitanya Mangala. And in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he very wonderfully explains the earlier pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. Very, very nice and very elaborately is explained. Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also narrates a lot in relation to Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur before he would attempt writing about Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is an exalted Vaishnava, and he would know what could be a Vaishnava actually is, and what could be Vrindavan Das Thakur could be, because he studied and he lived amongst those people who know Vrindavan Das Thakur. That's why we'll just read from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's words what is his opinion in regards to Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 8, text number 33. He says, O fools, Just read Sri Chaitanya Mangala. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Vasudeva has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Thakur Vrindavan Das has composed Sri Chaitanya Mangala hearing this book, annihilates all misfortune. By reading Sri Chaitanya Mangala, one can understand all the glories and truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna. In Sri Chaitanya Mangala, later known as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has given the conclusion and essence of devotional service by quoting the authoritative statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. If even a great atheist hears Sri Chaitanya Mangala, he immediately becomes a great devotee. We know this incident. There was one devotee. He is a sannyasi in our movement now. So he met Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, and then Jayapataka Maharaj gave him Chaitanya Mangala to read. And after reading that book, he became a devotee, and after some time he took sannyas. So this is the tells how that even if a great atheist hears Sri Chaitanya Mangala, this proves that how it is practical even this today. If one reads Chaitanya Mangala, he becomes a great devotee of the Lord. The subject matter of this book is so sublime that it appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally spoken through the writings of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of all fallen souls. Narayani eternally eats the remnants of the food of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was born of her womb. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur writes in Chaitanya Bhagavata how when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to Srivas Thakur's place when he was doing kirtan, he would tell Narayani, who was like actually 4 years small child, and he would tell her to chant Hare Krishna. And Narayani Devi would chant Hare Krishna with such an ecstasy that her body trembles and her hair stands on end, and she would just roll on the ground and cries and tears coming out of her eyes profusely, and all the aesthetic symptoms she would exhibit. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever he would take prasadam from Srivas Thakur's place, he would always give his remnants to Narayani Devi. That's how here Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Narayani eternally eats the remnants of the food of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What a wonderful description he has given of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone in three worlds who hears is purified. Vrindavan Das Thakur also wrote many of his wonderful songs glorifying Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And one of the very well-known song is Sri Hari Vasare Hari Kirtana Vidhana Trutyaram Bhila Prabhu Jagatera Prana. He says how Mahaprabhu started Sankirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur. Sri Hari Vasare, on the day of Ekadashi, he spoke to Srivas Thakur, why are we wasting night? Why don't we do Kirtan even in the night and day? So that's how they were just constantly doing Kirtan. Sri Hari Vasare Hari Kirtana Vidana Rutya Arambila Prabhu Jagatera Prana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started dancing. He started dancing so wonderfully that Vrindavan Das Thakur in this bhajan, he says that how one of the name of Krishna is Natavara. When Sukadeva Goswami, whenever he would get opportunity to glorify Krishna in Vrindavan, in Srimad Bhagavatam, every time he would take opportunity and he would explain the beauty of Krishna, he would explain the attributes of Krishna as if he just is looking at Krishna, is just experiencing Krishna. So he would explain in the 10th canto, in 20th chapter, he says that how Natavara Vapuhu, one of the name of Krishna is Natavara Vapuhu, he has decorated himself like the greatest of the dancer. Vara means like husband, you know, he himself is the master of the dance. So he's like that decorated. So the same aspect, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nanda Nandana, he's dancing like a Natavara in house of Srivas Thakur. So he explains in great details about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan and all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this particular song. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is amazing. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he writes Bengali purport, in Bengali, all the purports of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata. Later it has been translated. So in that one wonderful statement Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur makes is that it may be doubtful, it may be not so certain that if one serves Krishna, that one may go back to Godhead or not. But if one serves devotee of Krishna, he will certainly attain the lotus feet of Krishna. So, keeping this in mind, that's why we just discussed a little bit about Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur today. And also later in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Ante Leela, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says that how he just eating the remnants left by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Another significant character of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is that he never left any details of himself. He just glorified Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the very beginning of his life. He is the last disciple of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. And he, from the very beginning of his life, he was constantly thinking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, talking about glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's how he showed that, you know, how his life became perfect. And without giving any of his personal consideration or personal details, he described Chaitanya Bhagavata completely glorifying the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well as Srila Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Today, this is the situation where Kamsa is waiting. Kamsa is waiting in the dead of night. Rather, he is not sleeping actually. He is not sleeping day, he is not sleeping in the night, and he is always in anxiety. He is in the anxiety to know what's happening, when this child is coming. Actually, in the beginning, when Vasudeva brings the first child to Kamsa, as he promised that, you know, I will give all the children that comes, then Kamsa says that, don't worry, I'm not worried about this first child. It's only eighth child is a problem for me. So you can take this child away. Then all the demigods becomes little alert, because if such kind of mercy would come, good quality would come in heart of Kamsa, then how Kamsa can be killed? So it is difficult. That's how they provoke Narada Muni, and Narada Muni goes to Kamsa and he says one flower of eight petals, and he tells, which is the eighth one in this? Then Kamsa counts from one side. Then he turns the flower again and tell me which is the eighth one now. So that way he keeps comes an anxiety that, you know, you think that this child is not eighth child. If you count from the eighth child point of view, this child could be eighth child. So how can you say this is not eighth child? So then Kamsa becomes little alert, and then immediately he takes that child and kills. So that's how Kamsa's atrocities again begins there, and then that is the time that Krishna has to appear to kill Kamsa. So here Kamsa is, that's why Kamsa is from the very beginning of the first child, he was in complete anxiety. Day and night, he was constantly thinking about Krishna. Of course, not to love Krishna, not to serve Krishna, but to kill Krishna. That is the mentality of demoniac people. They wanted to create every possible situation they can for their sense enjoyment. And they don't want to see any hindrance or any difficulties in their sense gratification. And they would see something like that, and they wanted to take that out of their way so that they can eternally enjoy sense gratification. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen. Unfortunately, this world is created in such a way that, you know, no matter how much you try, you know, yes, there you may get some sense gratification, some happiness, but if you want to be completely happy, if one wants to be completely satisfied, this is not the right place. So Kamsa is trying his best. In the modern times also, people are trying their best to bring all possible happiness in their life, but until and unless they take shelter of Krishna, unfortunately there is no other way to get real peace and satisfaction in life. So this words here used by Srila Sukadeva Goswami to explain the situation of Kamsa is Vudvigna Pratikshate. Vudvigna means he is like filled with great anxiety. He's filled with so much of anxiety that when Krishna is going to come, when this child is going to be born, when this child is going to be appearing, and then I can kill. And that's why he is not sleeping in the daytime, neither in the nighttime. So dead of the night when they are going and then telling Kamsa, Kamsa is ready to come and to try to kill this child. So this is the nature of the people in the material world. They're constantly filled with anxiety. And it is also true, the devotees also filled most of the times with anxiety. They're not anxious because they wanted to enjoy sense gratification, but they're anxious because they wanted to serve Krishna. They wanted to attain Krishna. They wanted to engage in Krishna's service. This nature of a devotee, this nature of the devotee, that in anxiety, samutkhanta, constantly filled with the desire to serve Krishna, to be engaged in the service of the Lord, to be situated in the service of the Lord, is the nature of a devotee who is in love with Krishna. So I thought that, you know, instead of we are thinking about anxieties of this material world, yet definitely we will have anxieties in the material world, but it is good to have this anxiety, this greed, this lavlyam, the deep desire to attain the lotus feet of Krishna. And keeping that in heart, we can constantly try to think of the Lord, and that's how we can purify ourselves and attain the lotus feet of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada also explains about such anxiety in Sri Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He explains about a lot in this regard. I would like to just read this few lines that Prabhupada writes here. When one is sufficiently eager to achieve success in devotional service, that eagerness is called samutkhanta. This eagerness, the samutkhanta, that I want to achieve Krishna, this deep desire in the Lord, in the heart of devotee towards the Lord, is called samutkhanta. This means complete eagerness. Actually, this eagerness is the price for achieving success in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, in many of his lectures, when he was mentioning about Krishna bhakti, to attain Krishna's devotion, love for Krishna, he speaks this verse about Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi kriyatam yadi kuto bilabhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukriti bina labhyate. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita, Krishna bhakti, the devotional service to Krishna, which is filled with so much of rasa, so much of taste, so much of sweetness, mellow. Kriyatamidi kutopi labhate. If you get anywhere, if you can able to purchase anywhere, please buy it, purchase it immediately. Tatra laulam api mule. But what is the price that you have to pay for that? The price that you have to pay for that is laulam, the deep desire, the deep, intense desire. Laulam. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes lots of poems, verses, and songs glorifying this laulam, the lalasamai prayers for Krishna. So, tatra laulam api mulyam ekalam, that one, the deep desire and greed is the only price that we have to pay. Janma koti sukriti bina labhyate. That cannot be achieved by janma koti, means unlimited material piety if we try to achieve, but it's not possible. But that can be achieved in the association of the devotees if you are hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord. So Prabhupada writes here further that, and Prabhupada also said that this word Krishna consciousness I coined from this word Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. That's how this is called Sri Krishna Bhavana Amrita. The nectar of Krishna which brings life, which brings the eternal life. It is stated in the Vedic literature that to purchase the most valuable thing, Krishna consciousness, one has to develop intense eagerness for achieving success. This intense eagerness is very nicely expressed by Srila Bilwa Mangala Thakur in his book, Krishna Karanamrita. He says, I am eagerly waiting to see that boy of Vrindavan whose bodily beauty is captivating the whole universe, whose eyes are always bounded by black eyebrows and expanded like the lotus petals, and who is always eagerly glancing over his devotees and therefore moving slightly here and there. His eyes are always moist. His lips are curled. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulanandi ki jai, Shishi Taram Lashman Man ki jai. His lips are colored like copper, and through those lips there comes a sound vibration which drives one madder than a mad elephant. I want so much to see him at Vrindavan. Bilwa Mangala Thakur, we know that how he was blind. We know the whole story. And he tried to go to Vrindavan, and once he reaches Vrindavan, he was wandering here and there and glorifying Krishna, singing prayers in glorification of Krishna. So, you know, in Vrindavan, sometimes it's very hot, and most of the big ditches filled with water, they get dried. So one time, when Bilwamangala Thakur was wandering, he was going around, so he was walking, and then immediately he fell into the deep dark well, because the well was dried and dark, and he fell inside the dark well, and he tried to come out. He couldn't, because how come? First thing, he is blind, and the well is so deep, he cannot even, he don't know even how to hold anything to climb up. So he was just chanting the names of Krishna, and he was loudly calling for Krishna, and he is just praying for Krishna. So after some time, a boy came. "Oh Baba, what are you doing here? How did you fell inside the well?" He said, "I don't know. I'm a blind man. I just fell here." "So okay, don't worry. I'm putting my hand. Please hold this hand and I will pull you out." So he puts his hand, and then Bilwamangala Thakur holds his hand, and that boy pulls him out. And then after coming out, the boy said, "Are you okay now? Are you all right?" He asked about him, if he's all right. And then Bilwamangala Thakur says, "Yes, I'm all right." Then the boy tells, "Leave my hand, I have to go now." He says, "No, I cannot leave your hand. Your hand is so nice, your hand is so soft, your hand is so wonderful. I don't want to leave your hand. I wanted to hold your hand constantly." "No, no, no, you please leave my hand, I have to go. My mother is calling, I can't stay here." He said, "No, I can't leave your hand." But he says that, you know, "But I had to go, please leave my hand. I know whose this hand is. This is none other than the same Nandanandan Krishna, and his hand is this, and I can't leave your hand." Then the boy says, "How do you know that I am Nandanandan Krishna?" He says, "If you are not Nandanandan Krishna, how is it possible that you are a small boy? You could extend your hand all the way down to the deep well. And how can you able to lift me all the way from the down? Moreover, that you know, you are telling me that you have to go, but where you can go? You cannot go anywhere now that I have caught you." But Krishna says, of course that was Krishna, none other than Krishna himself. He says that, "No, no, no, I am not Krishna, I have to go, I am a just covered boy here." He says, "You don't try to trick with me, I know you are Krishna." But Krishna just pulls his hand and goes away from Bilwamangala Thakur. Bilwamangala Thakur sings a very nice poem in that regard. He says that, "Krishna, you think that, you know, you can just, because you have power, because you have your mighty arms, you can get away from me. But I can consider you powerful only if you would be able to go away from my heart." So this kind of eagerness that Bilwamangala Thakur has expressed when he was trying to meditate on Krishna, and Krishna, he had felt lots of reciprocation from Krishna in so many different situations. So Srila Prabhupada also mentions the same thing, that you know, devotees, we have to develop this kind of anxiety, this kind of desire, this kind of eagerness to attain Krishna. Kamsa has an eagerness that, you know, when I would get that child, you know, I can able to kill him. But devotee is also eager to wait for that news to come, that when that day would come, that I would understand that my heart has become soft like butter and Krishna would come and steal. When that day would come, that I would realize Krishna in my heart, and I would understand the sweetness in the holy name, or I would understand the sweetness of in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. This eagerness, Srila Prabhupada has several times told in his lectures, that one has to be eagerly waiting to attain that kind of mercy. In sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Vritrasura was leaving his body, I mean, he was fighting with Indra, and he also expressed the same kind of eagerness to attain Krishna. He was not happy when Parvati Devi cursed him to become a demon. Then he was not anxious that, you know, I would become a demon. And Lord Shiva says that Narayana para sarve nakutaschana vidyati. People who have surrendered to Krishna, whether they live in the hell or they live in the heaven, they don't care, because their only wealth is the lotus feet of Krishna, and they're completely surrendered to Krishna. He says, Ajat paksha iva mataram khaga. He says that just like a small, tiny bird that has just taken birth and is waiting that my mother would come and give me some food to eat. Just like that bird, that tiny bird, waiting for its mother to come and give food. And stanyam yasya vatsatara chudartha. He says that as much as that the calf, if you have seen sometime in the Goshalas, you know, the calf is so anxious to go and suck the udder of mother cow, you know. If you see that, that's such a spectacular view. The calf with so much of anxiety, so much of longingness, it goes to the cow. So just like that calf who wanted to suck the udder of mother cow, and priyam priyeva vishitam vishanya, he says that as much as a wife is waiting for her husband to come from far distance and to satisfy her in every respect, manoravindakcha didikchate tvam, he says that I'm waiting for that moment, Krishna, when I could be able to see you and then able to enter in direct service to your lotus feet. So this kind of anxiety in Srimad Bhagavatam we can see all again and again. And the same anxiety also expressed by Parikshit Maharaj when he wanted to hear about Krishna. And Sukadeva Goswami tested him every time asking him, giving him some hint about Krishna consciousness, and then Parikshit Maharaj would ask, explain about that, and then Sukadeva Goswami would go in detail explanation of how wonderful Krishna's pastimes, how sweet Krishna's activities are, and how beautiful he is. So he started glorifying Krishna in so many different ways in Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like to end with one story that happened in Sri Jagannath Puri. Once there was one Brahmana who used to go to different kings to meet, to ask them about the alms for the service of the Jagannath. So naturally, Brahmanas, when they go, they collect alms from the kings and other things. So those days, these Brahmana went to see so many different places to collect donations for Jagannath. So definitely he got lots of donations and so many wonderful things for Jagannath. And when he was going, there was one lady who came and she gave one big basket to him, and she said that, give this basket to Jagannath. she said one thing, but don't open it anywhere on the way. But you know, human psychology is like that. When somebody says don't open it, so you'll be always anxious to see what is there in that. So he was just traveling on the way, but because he's Lord Jagannath's servant, he was thinking, so I should not open it. But he could not restrain his mind. He could not restrain. So what he did, I don't know what is there in basket, I must see. So then he tried to open that basket. He opened that basket, and there was another basket inside. He opened that. There was another there. He opened that. There was another there. And then he opened that. Then he found a big leaf wrapped around. And then he started removing each after one after another. Then he found that there is hardly anything in. And the end, he just found a small leaf. And then he thought, what is this? This is a small leaf. This is given for Jagannath. I can't take this for Jagannath. So he threw that there and he came back to Jagannath Puri. So he offered everything to Jagannath as soon as he came to the temple. And then he went to sleep in the night. And of course, Lord Jagannath came in the dream in the night. And you ask him, did you give me everything that you bought from the kingdom, the place you went? He said, yes, I gave you everything, you know. But do you remember, do you throw one big basket given by one lady? Yeah, I remember, but you know, when I opened that, I found that, you know, there was hardly anything in that. There was nothing in that, so I don't wanted to bring that small leaf. Then Jagannath gave a slap to him. And he said, you thought there was nothing in that, but tomorrow you come and see in my altar, and you see what was there. So the next day he comes, and he looks at the altar, and he sees that leaf. In that leaf, it is written, the same leaf that which he threw there in the forest. And in the leaf it is written, it is said that, my dear Lord Jagannath, you are so magnanimous, you are so great, entire universe, everything in the world belongs to you. And what can I give you? I have nothing to give you. But I know that you don't have one thing with you. What you don't have is your heart, your mind. You lost your mind in search of gopis. You lost your mind to please gopis. You lost your mind in serving gopis. Because you don't have your mind, I want to give my mind to you. Please accept it. So when this Panda read this, he was very astonished. So this kind of the sweet dealings devotee express in relation to Krishna, then Krishna becomes captivated in the heart, and that's how one obtains the lotus feet of Krishna and one's life become perfect. So here we are seeing Kamsa is anxiety in something, and we want to be also anxious, but we want to be anxious to attain the lotus feet of Krishna. Hare Krishna. I'd like to stop there. If anybody has any comment,